From current affairs to artistic responses, COVID-19 has presented a rich opportunity for storytelling. There are many projects cropping up to capture the story of the coronavirus pandemic as it flows through our communities. Tom Mosby is CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust, which has just launched KHT Voices, an online series of short essays, interviews and stories about how First Nations communities are responding to the COVID-19 crisis. He spoke to The Wire's Sarah Martin about why these stories need to be told.
I think it was around the 20th of March that we closed our doors to the public. And at the time, we, as with everybody else, started to look at how can we actually continue to engage with our community, with our friends, with our supporters during this time, and especially when we didn't know when we would actually reopen, because everything was up in the air and still continues to be. And so finding our voice on a digital platform and presenting ourselves online and using that as a means of our engagement became very important to us.
What sorts of resources are you pulling together for KHT Voices?
Really, for us, it is actually just looking at who are the voices out there, who are the writers that we can actually approach. For us, it is a financial commitment because we're looking at actually paying a fee to writers to actually provide us with that Indigenous voice. And in a sense, it's also our contribution back to our Indigenous creatives. This, for us, is about commissioning writers to actually provide us that distinct Indigenous voice.
Yep. Are we, as a country, representing enough Indigenous voice throughout this in other areas?
Look, to be perfectly honest, I don't think we are. I think, especially in the mainstream media, we're hearing the non-Indigenous voice, and it is an overwhelming non-Indigenous voice, which is one of the key reasons we went down the track of, actually, we need to be capturing the Indigenous voice, because our people, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, are all going through this as well. And it is such a unique time in global history that once we come through and get through all of this, 10, 20, 100 years down the track, we want to make sure that we have that Indigenous voice being heard as well, that it's not overwhelmingly non-Indigenous.
Beyond KHT Voices, Koori Heritage Trust actually are offering a whole range of online things at the moment. What's available to the public?
One of the big things that we do through our education program is cultural awareness training for organisations, but also for individuals and small groups. And we've managed to convert that into an online training workshop. So organisations can actually book through our website and participate in an online training session.
Right now, when it's a downtime, are you hoping that people use that opportunity to do that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is that type of engagement where I think people working from home could quite easily participate in something like this.
You also have a portal to Koori Oral Histories. Has that been a long time collection there?
It is. I mean, we have an amazing collection of oral history from around Victoria, capturing the voices of our elders. And so this is an opportunity for us to actually start to push more of that collection out into the public and presenting that as well, which is, again, going back to the reason why we're doing KHT Online. It was knowing that we have this oral history collection, but we're going through a time at the moment that will become something historical, and we need to be capturing that as it happens rather than trying then to capture the voice of our people once we've gone through all of this. And so that oral history collection, very important part of our collection, is also a very important part of this KHT Online as well.
Tom Mosby, CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.